Gracious God, may these words be faithful to the written word and lead us to your living word. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been reading a wonderful new book if you are looking for something to read over the holiday season. It's called Jesus, A Pilgrimage. It's written by a Jesuit named James Martin, who has written a number of books and is very funny. He's incredibly smart and very well learned, but also a very humorous writer. And he combines his reflections on a pilgrimage he took to the Holy Land with theological insights, scriptural interpretations, and just some wonderful passages from his own spiritual experiences. So this book, Jesus, A Pilgrimage, walks through the life of Jesus in a fairly chronological way, but combines wonderful and rich insights that have been very moving to me. Particularly his discussion of Mary, and as we lead up to celebrating the birth of our Lord this week, Martin's description of the Annunciation brought it home to me in a way that I'm not sure that I had experienced it before. He describes the Annunciation as God beginning a conversation with Mary. Obviously, through the means of the angel Gabriel, who appears to her, so is somewhat difficult for Mary to miss. But the sense that God uses things every day in each of our lives to begin a conversation means that all of us receive annunciations. Martin goes on to describe the kinds of annunciations that he has experienced, or the beginnings of conversations in his life. Sometimes they can be as simple as pausing when you behold a magnificent sunset, or you see a species of bird at your bird feeder that you haven't seen in a while, or you've never seen there, and your heart just jumps with delight to see that little bit of nature right before you. Or sometimes, Martin says, he has experienced those beginnings of a conversation with God when he's having coffee with a family member or friend, and they say a word that is so comforting or touching to him that he's filled with a sense of gratitude and joy that is beyond his understanding. There are also difficult conversations that he describes God beginning with him. When you hear that you or a loved one have been diagnosed with a difficult, potentially life-threatening illness, when a relationship in your life begins to fall apart, and you have a sense that there is a new phase in your life that is about to begin. Martin describes that as a different kind of conversation beginning with God. Just as Mary, a poor, unwed Jewish girl, would have experienced the news, hey, you're unwed, how about if we get you pregnant first, and then let's see what your betrothed husband thinks about this. When we have difficult news in our lives, or we wonder how we could possibly move forward in what we think God's calling us to do, Mary is confused and questions the angel, as we often do. How can this be? How can it be that my child is having so many difficulties? How can it be that my finances are a wreck when I'm toward the end of my life? Those difficult times in our life where we think, God, what are you up to? What is this all about? Mary questions the angel, and the angel very compassionately helps her to remember the other ways that God is active in her life, specifically with her cousin Elizabeth. So Martin goes on to say, when we feel those beginnings of conversations with God that are a little bit difficult, and we are fearful or are not sure that we are capable of moving forward into the place that God is calling us, in our prayer lives, in conversations with our friends and loved ones, we can remember all of the ways that God has been faithful to us in the past, has been with us through difficult times, has sustained us when we felt like we were in the darkest day of the year, and move us into the future with a sense of hope and trust. So Martin sets up the Annunciation with these ideas that it's a beginning, God beginning a conversation with us and responding to us when we're confused and questioning. But the part that was most touching to me is he quotes a bit of Denise Levertov's poem, Annunciation, which I had not been familiar with. And she focuses on the quality of consent. The Holy Spirit did not come upon Mary forcefully. The angel did not come and say, hey, no matter what, you're going to bear this child. The angel comes, begins a conversation with God, explains to Mary how God has been faithful, and then waits. I know that there are so many times in my own life that I feel God beginning a conversation, and I know that I have the free will to choose. Which way will this go? In her poem, Levertov writes, aren't there annunciations of one sort or another in most lives? More often, these moments when roads of light and storm open from darkness in a man or woman, they are turned away from in dread, in a wave of weakness, in despair and with relief. Ordinary lives continue. God does not smite them, but the gates close, the pathway vanishes. That is such a beautiful counterpoint to me to the courage that Mary showed in saying yes. When we feel that conversation open, when we know that it is God speaking to us in some way, I think many of us, and most certainly myself, can turn away in fear or weakness or doubt and not respond, not consent to God's working in our lives. Let me give you a couple of quick examples. In my life, I've been reflecting on the sermon, I realized that I am currently experiencing an annunciation. My grandmother died a couple of weeks ago, and I've shared with many of you, I was not close to her, had not seen her for many years, and there was a fair degree of discord among my mother's generation and her four siblings. It's like most of your families, my family is very complicated. And so going to her funeral was a different sense of closure than might have been if I was close to her, but very beautiful in its own way. And my mother and all four of her siblings were together for the first time since my great-grandmother's 100th birthday in 1988. So that was an incredible experience to have them all together. And I met several of my cousins for the first time who are in their mid-20s. And we all, my cousins and I, all got along beautifully. Very interesting men and women doing fascinating things. One of them has a new baby, which I didn't know about. So it was really a beautiful chance to connect with that generation of the family. And on the way home, I felt God speaking to me and saying, in your generation, these rifts can be healed. What about a Facebook page for the cousins where you can at least keep track of each other's lives? Or what about a semi-annual, you know, a biannual every couple years, some kind of a cousin's reunion that you meet for a weekend someplace and just continue to know each other so when you go to funerals in the future, you have a little bit of a connection with each other? I felt such joy and excitement at those possibilities and have done nothing since then. I think that's exactly what Levertov is talking about. You know what it feels like when your heart thrills to something. And we all know how easy it is to just get stuck in the routine of our ordinary lives and not risk and not respond. hope as you spend some time reflecting on the Annunciation and the ways that God begins conversations in your lives, how God reassures you that whatever it is that you feel that you are being called to do, God has been present with you in the past, is active in your present lives, and will be present with you no matter which way you go in the future. The next line of this poem, or the last line of the poem that I read, God does not smite them. I love that. Even when we do not consent to follow God's will, there is no, you know, I wasn't struck by lightning because I haven't, you know, started the Facebook page. But I'm positive that it will eat at me for a while until I either consent or just have to face my fallenness and my lack of trust in moving forward into that vision that God has for reconciliation in my generation. So may you have the courage to consent to whatever it is that God wills for you at this moment in your life. Because we're promised that when we do say yes, we grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus, who is the ultimate source of peace and all joy in our lives. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Judd if he would pass these out. I learned last night not to give them out while I'm preaching. People then like to read them.